Let me get a C note. Perfect. What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in. Today, we're going to be talking to JC and listening to his song, Salvation Plan, from his latest album, Hear the Sound. All right, let's get it.
Yay! Hello, hello, everyone. We are on the mic with JC Lewis. Please tell the people who you are.
Hey, what's good, everybody? I'm JC Lewis. I am a Christian rapper from Houston, and I'm so happy to be on the show today. This is a blessing and a treat. So to God be the glory.
All right. Amen to that.
So what are your personal roles? Are you father, husband, teacher?
Ah, nice. That is an excellent question to start off with, because I'm really excited to talk about this. I am a newlywed. I just got married to my wife on December 28th, and I'm so happy about it. As you can probably tell, I'm gushing over here. It's a good thing. Me and my wife have been together a little bit more than a half a year now, and I'm looking forward to the next 70 years. So it's great. And if you guys don't mind me telling a quick story. It's really cool because we have a lot of things in common and a lot of common interests. And our love for God and Christian music is actually the thing that caused us to meet. She sings, my wife, her stage name is Sincere, beautiful Christian singer from right here in Houston. She sings and I rap, and we met at a concert, and I saw her singing, and I thought to myself, well, I gotta go talk to this this young lady right here, man. She is amazing. And after the concert, we started talking, exchanged numbers, and here we are now, happily married. So I'm really excited, man.
All right, congratulations. All right, so where are you from, sir?
I'm from right here in H-Town, Houston, born and raised. Just loving my city, man. I really loyal to the city, man. Been here my whole life, and thankful for where God has placed me, man.
All right.
So how has your spiritual journey been over the course of your life, and what brought you to Christianity?
Oh, wow. Okay. I like these questions. She went deep. She got real with it. Okay. I like this. Yeah. All right. So, praise God that I have a mother and father that both believe in God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Thank God for him showing me who he is as well. You know, the glory has to go to him. I was saved at an early age, elementary school age, and I just wanted to get to know my God more and more and know him better. And at an early age, I was found by him. So I'm just thankful for that. I've been in the church for many years now. The current church that I go to now, I've been there since I was 20, so about 14 years, and just love being spiritually fed. I enjoy the word of God, knowing more about God, more about Jesus Christ, more about the Holy Spirit, and I want to let others know about him as well. So again, I'm thankful for this opportunity to talk about who our Lord is, our Creator God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Without them, you can't do anything. So just blessed to have this platform and to talk about our God. So I guess to answer your question, I found God at an early age, and no one is perfect or anything like that. I don't want to get it twisted. But through the ups and downs and through the course of life, having God there on my side, saying he'll never leave me or never forsake me, being forgiven by him and being loved by him is a good thing, because it takes away condemnation. You know, you don't have to live a life of condemnation. So I'm thankful for that.
Yeah. Okay. So what brought you to Christian hip hop?
Okay, so check it out. Again, love these questions. I started writing songs probably around the time I got into high school, you know, and back then in high school, it was all NSYNC, you know, and things like that. It was boy bands and Usher, Let It Burn, Let It Burn, Let It Burn, you know, all this type of stuff, you know what I mean? And, you know, I saw what they were doing. And I was like, you know, I can do a little something, something. So let me start singing some of that type of music, writing my own songs and see what can happen. But, you know, over the course of time, I was like, you know what? I'm really not feeling this. This really isn't for me. There's something different for me. There's something where I can really put my heart and my time into it. And I started writing Christian songs, Christian rap songs and things of that nature, Christian pop songs, things of that nature. Didn't really know what to do with it. I just had a book full of songs that I had written. And then my friend, God rest his soul, a good friend of mine from the church who passed away actually last year. So, yeah, shout out to my homeboy, AG. He showed me this studio right near downtown over in a little part called Edo, East Downtown in Houston. Started recording stuff there. I was very green, very fresh to it. But over time, I got to know more about the ins and outs of the studio and got more and more familiar with it. And now here we are today. I'm about 7 albums in and have been blessed to be on some pretty big stages and platforms here in Houston and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Okay. So how has Christian hip hop influenced you? What is the influence that Christian hip hop has had on your life?
Okay. So it's a cool thing because, like I mentioned to you at first, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of knowledge about Christian hip hop. I would say around 2002, 2003, there were a couple of artists out there, but a lot of people didn't really know about them. It was more the mainstream. And from where I grew up, you know, mainstream R&B, mainstream hip hop. If we're going back 16, 17, 18 years, you know, we're talking Nelly and Ludacris and all this type of stuff. So when I found out about, you know, different hip hop artists, talking about your Lecrae's and your Andy Mineos and guys like that, I thought, okay, this is cool. This is a platform to let God's word be ministered through music in a way that's relevant to a new generation, not only a new generation, but a broad spectrum of people. So this is a really cool thing. You can get on stage and start dancing and start getting in, but also at the same time, you're letting people know about the love of Jesus and who he is and who he can be in your life, you know, if you don't know him. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what it means to me. It's an opportunity, all right, to share the love of Jesus. It's an avenue to share the love of Jesus. And it's something that I'm passionate about, hence the 7 albums that I've recorded and the lengths that I've gone through to kind of get the word out there, you know. So that's kind of what it means to me.
Okay. So you mentioned a few artists. What artists have influenced you or inspired you musically? Hip hop artists or Christian hip hop artists or really any type of any genre.
Yeah.
What artists have influenced you?
Okay. Christian hip hop, secular.
Okay. Well, for the longest now, I've been just into Christian music. So for the longest now, I've been kind of just into Christian music, and I want to show some love, and I want to give some love to some of the guys that I know that I've been rocking with personally here in Houston. My boy Rev Rob, my boy Joshua 168, my boy Jamacus, my boy Global Gospel, my homie I Am Justified. We're talking about people like that from the local scene. Shout out to Trey Nine. Shout out to Von Juan. Guys right here on the local scene here in Houston. But then when we talk about on the national level, we're talking about guys like maybe a KB, a Trip Lee, Andy Mineo. Let's see. Lecrae, you know, guys like that. Going a little bit old school, who's still rocking out and still doing some big things. Guys like Tadashi, you know, people like that. So those are some of the guys that are really a big influence on me. I'm trying not to leave anybody out, but those are some of the guys that are kind of a big influence on me.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about how they've inspired you.
Well, not to sound arrogant or anything like that, when I say influence on me, it's kind of an inspiration to keep on going. I personally have my own different style and I try to do my own different thing. So I don't sound like anybody else, or at least I attempt not to sound like anybody else. So they don't necessarily influence me in that way, but they influence me by, especially the guys that I mentioned from Houston that I'm getting, that I've gotten to know, just seeing people out there that are really on a grind for Jesus. Another guy I want to shout out Dre OG, guys like that. People that are on a grind for Jesus, that are really working hard to get the truth out, about him, people that are going to any length, to do what they can do for Christ. You know, I think that's a cool thing. My homie Marcus Jordan, more so on the old school gospel tip with a little bit of R&B and hip hop. Want to shout out him from right here in Houston too. So guys like that, they really just inspire me to say, you know what? Hey, these guys are going at it. Or they're not giving up. They're getting it in for Christ. And I think that's a cool thing.
Okay. Speaking of which, I heard you talking about the guys in Houston. So what's the Christian hip hop scene like over there?
Oh, the Christian hip hop scene in Houston is a really cool thing, man, because there's a lot of artists and there's a lot of artists that are actually doing some pretty cool things that I think the whole nation should know about. And in some cases, the whole nation is knowing about. You know, there's a couple of artists, again, like my guy Von Juan, who's pastoring a nice large church on the southeast side of Houston, doing some pretty cool things. And he started with something called Fellowship Houston about 2 years ago. And they were doing their church in a local school. Now, think about the climate that we're in now, to have church in a local high school, you know, and letting the youth, the 15, 16, 17 year olds, have an up close and personal experience with Jesus and getting to know him better, I think is a cool thing. So the hip hop scene here in Houston is pretty cool, man. There's ministries that pop up from time to time that, you know, on a recurring basis. When we started this interview, I was talking about how I met my wife. It was really cool because there's something called Last Fridays at a church that was called Christian Tabernacle. They've now expanded and they've grown into Inspire Church, a real big church on the northeast side of Houston. That's actually where I met my wife, and I've been coming there and doing hip hop concerts the last Friday of the month for several years. And you know, there's been other ministries like I Praise Thursdays, Spit the Truth Thursdays, First Fridays, you know, a whole bunch of really cool things, Rock It Out Saturdays that have popped up over time that have been just really nice around the city. So, and there's so many Christian rappers too. You know, I'm trying to just think of, when I was shouting them out, there's dozens and dozens of Christian rappers that are doing some big time things in our city.
Okay. Definitely sounds like it's a major over there.
Yeah, we keep it popping, man. They keep it popping around Houston, just getting the word out and just really just turning up, going in for Jesus.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. How long have you been
rapping? Let's see. Going back to my homie AG, when he first took me to the studio, that was around the summertime of 2011. So it's been about 9 years now. I've been rocking it out for about 9 years.
Okay. So if you had to choose a hip hop artist to cross over to Christian hip hop, who would that artist be?
Yes. I would like to see Outkast get back together and start going in for Jesus. And the reason why I say Outkast is because back before that 2004, 2005 period where I started just listening just pretty much strictly to Christian music. I was a big Outkast, So Fresh, So Clean, Hey Ya, all that type of stuff back in the day. So, Ain't Nobody, don't get me started, but yeah, those are my dudes. So I like to see them get back together and start doing some stuff on the Christian tip.
Okay, wow. Okay. We've never heard Outkast before. That's the first.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we usually hear, the one we hear the most is Eminem, I think.
Yeah, J. Cole.
Oh, really? Eminem? Okay, okay.
Eminem. Yeah, we've heard J. Cole.
J. Cole? Okay, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so loaded question here. So what are your goals within hip-hop and ministry as a whole, like all together?
Oh, okay, okay. Well, you started off, you had me like bracing myself, and you said that loaded question. I'm like, oh Lord, he about to get personal about something real quick. Okay, but no. When we talk about my personal goals, right? My personal goals, it's fairly simple actually. I was in this magazine and I was quoted, and basically the quote said something to the effect of to bring those who know Jesus into a deeper and more intimate, more personal relationship with him. And for those who don't, to get to know him and to find salvation through him. So that's basically the goal.
Okay. Okay. I always ask this question because I know there are different types of rappers. What is your writing process like?
Man, it's changed over the years, man. It's changed over the years, dude. So, we got and I don't want to sound like I'm dating myself. I didn't mention rappers from 15, 20 years ago. That we got some guys out there now that's doing some pretty cool things too. All these guys that's out there right now, everybody from we're talking about on the secular tip, Chance and Kendrick and Migo, all these guys that's out right now doing some things. But back in the day when I first started, I had like a set formula. It was verse, hook, verse, hook, verse, hook, three verses, and the hook to follow after that. And I used that kind of challenge myself. Let me see if I can write this song within, I think like 2 hours or something like that, like the lyrics to the song. But then I was like, man, I'm rushing myself and my stuff is not the best quality. This was 2000 and something, back, 10, 12 years ago. I figured out, no. If I'm doing this for God, let me take my time. Let me work this out and really formulate the best that I can. Let God use me to formulate the best that I can. And I used to have a big book that I wrote everything in. Now I'm using a different thing to write my lyrics in. So that's pretty cool. I'm actually starting to try to learn how to play the piano a little bit. So there may be more piano in my next album than any of the other albums before that. So I tried to get the lyrics, and then I tried to get a nice piano tempo to go with that. And then, you kind of add in the bass and the beat and the treble and all that good stuff afterwards. So that's kind of what I'm doing now. And I'm not necessarily sticking to that formula of verse, hook, verse, hook, verse, hook. I'm being more open to different possibilities because I don't want to put myself in a box now.
Right. True, true, true.
And what projects are you currently working on now?
Yeah, what you got cooking?
Okay, so, we cooking up some big things, man. We got ribs and potatoes, greens, beans, you name it, Nah, let me stop messing with y'all. But no. So there's this one song that's coming out. The album hasn't been named yet. But there's this one song that's coming out called Taking No L's, okay? And it's about how we win with Jesus. I don't want to give the whole thing away. You're going to have to get the album for that. But it's about how we win with Jesus. The world does one thing and God does another thing. And we need to go with God and just go with him all the way. So that's one of the big things that I got coming out. And like I say, it's going to be a new flavor from anything that I've done previous to this. So it's going to be hot. Y'all look for it. jclewisonline.com is the website. I got my current album out there right now, Hear the Sound, and it's all about Hear the Sound Doctrine of Jesus, okay? Hear the Sound Doctrine, because I know we can all say right now it's a lot of fake news going on out there, a lot of false doctrine going on out there. So I want to give somebody something that's real that they can listen to. So it's called Hear the Sound. You can get that on jclewisonline.com.
Okay.
And so you submitted Salvation Plan, and that song is from the album Hear the Sound. Tell us a little bit about the song Salvation Plan.
All right. So I just try to let people know about who Jesus is and what he did for us. It's the salvation plan of Jesus. And, you know, I thank you guys for playing it, you know, here. So that's what it's all about. The hook goes, praise God in the Son of Man. The Lord did what no one else can. Hell's hot, you don't get a fan. Burned up, that's a bad tan. Heat worse than a frying pan. Ministry of Jesus began. At Jesus' name, Satan ran. Jesus lived salvation plan. So I try to tie it up in a nice bow right there and just let everybody know who Jesus is and how he defeated the devil.
All right, let's hear it.
Cool.
What the deal is, please know who the real is. King God, Jesus Christ, always wearing they still is. Unbelief, that's a no. He's God, so I say so. Satan tries, telling lies, I'ma ride on that truth flow. Y'all know we ride 3D. Satan can't speak, not one peep. Oh my God, do not sleep, cause they win, you won't weep. My God rules it all, kingdoms rise and fall. God will still stand tall, please answer his call. Praise God and the Son of Man. The Lord did what no one else can. Hell's hot, you don't get a fan. Burned up, that's a bad tan. Heat worse than a frying pan. Ministry of Jesus began. At Jesus' name, Satan ran. Jesus lived salvation plan. Praise God and the Son of Man. The Lord did what no one else can. Hell's hot, you don't get a fan. Burned up, that's a bad tan. Heat worse than a frying pan. Ministry of Jesus began. At Jesus' name, Satan ran. Jesus lived salvation plan.
Story unfolds. God is true, be told. Time to speak it up. Real bold. More precious than gold.
Okay.
Jesus can't sue that, so hey, you pray and give me more. Spirit fill me 2D, core. Like Job, restore. We moving ahead. Studied and well read.
Okay.
Man, I'm finna get fed.
Get fed.
Wear that fish and bread, all right? Praise God and the Son of Man. The Lord did what no one else can. Hell's hot, you don't get a fan. Burned up, that's a bad tan. Heat worse than a frying pan. Ministry of Jesus began. At Jesus' name, Satan ran. Jesus lived salvation plan. Praise God and the Son of Man. The Lord did what no one else can. Hell's hot, you don't get a fan. Burned up, that's a bad tan. Heat worse than a frying pan. Ministry of Jesus began. At Jesus' name, Satan ran. Jesus lived salvation plan.
That's what that sweet sound. Any no lies found.
Okay.
In Jesus, truth abounds. Listen, gather around, okay? God is truth, he's alive. Lazarus revived. Nothing's too hard for him. He made a dead man thrive. All nations should know. With no shame should show. Jesus is the risen king. No turning back, progressive with that flow.
Praise God and the Son of Man. The Lord did what no one else can. Hell's hot, you don't get a fan. Burned up, that's a bad tan. Heat worse than a frying pan. Ministry of Jesus began. At Jesus' name, Satan ran. Jesus lived salvation's plan. Praise God and the Son of Man. The Lord did what no one else can. Hell's hot, you don't get a fan. Burned up, that's a bad tan. Heat worse than a frying pan. Ministry of Jesus began. At Jesus' name, Satan ran. Jesus lived salvation's plan.
Salvation plan.
All right, all right, all right. right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Salvation Plan by J.C. Lewis off of the album Hear the Sounds. Tell the people where they can hear that.
Yeah, Hear the Sound and some of my other music can be found on the website jclewisonline.com. J-C-L-E-W-I-S online, O-N-L-I-N-E.com. jclewisonline.com.
All right, all right. Go to the platform, press that play button until your keyboard don't work no more.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So what else do you do? What's in your skill set?
What else do I do? What else is in my skill set? I've been playing basketball since I was about 4 years old. Love doing it. Again, not trying to sound cocky or anything. I'm fairly good at it. I'm actually starting up a basketball team coming up soon. And what we're trying to do with our very first game is raise money for the Houston Food Bank. So our first game, 20% of the online ticket sales will go to benefit the Houston Food Bank, especially with all the things that are going on right now. To be able to team up with the Houston Food Bank in this endeavor will be good. So the name of the team is called the Houston Crushers. Go and get your tickets online right now. The same website, jclewisonline.com. You're going to not only just enjoy a great basketball game, but you're going to have a big help in the community. You're going to give a big helping hand to the community. So jclewisonline.com, go ahead and get those tickets. It's going to say something to the effect of the inaugural Hoops for Hunger, hashtag Hoops for Hunger basketball game. So go get those tickets right now.
Okay.
How involved are you within the community and within the church?
Well, I've been involved with things. The choir. I've been in my choir for about 13 years in my church. Another thing that I do is I teach kids, mostly kids, sometimes adults, but mostly kids around the city, around Harris County, the county where I stay, about the dangers of drugs, alcohol, and tobacco, and how to make wise decisions not to do those things, how to talk to people who are experiencing difficulties with those issues, and just helping them to live healthy lives and make smart choices as well. I do have some previous experience teaching Bible studies and things of that nature as well. So those are some of the things that I do to give back to the community. And I'm really looking forward to what this whole endeavor with the basketball team will do as well.
Nice.
Okay.
What influence do you desire to have on our youth?
Well, if I can do some of the things that we mentioned, spiritually, have those who don't know God to get to know him, and those who do know him not be ashamed to know him. It's a really, really cool thing to know Jesus and to be proud about that. You know, it's so that's something that I would like to do. That's an influence I would like to have on the spiritual side of things, and on the other side of things, what I just mentioned, help kids to not do drugs in the first place, or if they have done them, to not continue to do them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, as you know, it's a lot going on in the world right now, with the social injustices, with the looting, rioting, and, you know, protests. So how do you feel about the state that the world's in, and how do you feel about the looting and the rioting?
Well, you can't feel good about looting and rioting. You just can't feel good about that. But my feelings on what is going on right now, and this is really the first time that I've actually voiced these out in a public forum on an interview like this. So I guess y'all got it here first. Y'all got this exclusive, you know what I mean? but being serious about it. My feelings is that I hope that what is going on right now actually leads to long-lasting change. And when I say long-lasting change, I'm talking about a real curtailment of the type of violence that we've seen whites towards blacks, and all this racial tension going on with police brutality specifically. I hope this leads to a spiritual change, because that's the main thing as well. If we can do what the psalmist said, creating me a clean heart and renewing me the right spirit, that will help curtail a lot of this violence as well. If we're coming with a clean heart and a renewed and right spirit, it's going to alleviate a lot of the problems that we have. And also, I hope that this brings about real and long lasting, dare I say, everlasting reform. I'm talking about laws being put in place to where if somebody were to think hard, so to speak, about doing something that we've seen happen to George Floyd or Ahmaud Arbery, there will be criminal charges pressed against them that would be so severe that it would be an example to anybody else that even thought about doing something like this, that laws get put in place to really stop this and to put a severe punishment on anybody that would even try to do this. I'm talking life sentences or whatever the case may be. You know, life sentences, possibility of parole, murder charges instead of, you know, assault charges, things of this nature.
Absolutely. Okay.
So definitely.
Back to the music. Do you freestyle any?
Well, I like to write my stuff down. There is a video of me actually freestyling and floating around on the internet. But what I like to do is write my thoughts down, because I want to make sure that I'm being as intentional as I can be with what I'm saying. Now, now if we're talking about 9th, 10th, 11th grade, going back to high school, you give me at the cafeteria, you give me a fist to beat on the cafeteria table and a pencil to kind of make the beat. Oh yeah, I got you back then. But I try to just, you know, kind of keep things written down, you know, and things of that nature.
Okay.
But I mean, so, y'all trying to hear me freestyle a little something?
If you want the opportunity, it's yours.
Drop like four bars on y'all real quick, like four bars. Yeah, because that's about all I'm a. Let's see. Oh man. Man, hold it up. Man, hold it down. It's the JC and I'm repping H-Town. Rep my Jesus Christ, he's my Lord and my Savior. Gotta come through, get me right on behavior. Man, what it is. Man, what it do. I'm a pop trunk every time I come through. H-Town where I stay, H-Town where I ride. Man, hold it up. God on my side, what it is. You know, stuff like that, you know.
All right. Y'all heard him.
Like so I say, that's about where I'm going to stop it, man, because I really write my stuff down.
Right. And when, as a Christian hip hop artist, you know, it's probably best to write them down. It's nothing wrong with freestyle.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But if the Holy Spirit is going to lead, I like to have that time and place to where I can just strictly tune in on what the Holy Spirit is having me to write, to ensure that he's completely a part of my writing
process.
Sure,
indeed. So when can we expect to hear more from J.C. Lewis?
You can expect to hear more from J.C. Lewis, hopefully real soon, if you guys will have me back on the podcast. But no, I know what you mean, man. So the next album is set to drop in 2021. I want to give what I got right now time to breathe and time to continue doing what it's doing. And I also want to give time to finish this upcoming album that I'm coming out with. So I'll probably be done writing it around October, and then just getting a lot of promotion. Just looking forward to that. So the new album is going to be coming out in the second quarter, probably the spring. I'm going into the summer of 2020. Probably be finished writing it in October of this year, but I want to give it some time to get promoted and things of that nature. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. So if you could choose one thing, one valuable point that you want listeners to take from your music, what would it be?
Well, Jesus. Jesus, man. might sound about Jesus, man. I want people to get the message of Jesus through the music. So y'all, as y'all can tell, I'm probably kind of long-winded, but that's just the simple answer right there, man. Just Jesus.
All right. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all.
So is there anything else that you'd like to say to your listeners about yourself, your music, your projects, your vision, your beliefs, anything at all?
Just support the movement, guys. Just support the movement. Remember that God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit are real, all three. Please believe in all three. Also, know that the devil is real, too. And one of the biggest things that he tries to do is to get people to believe that he's not real. So when they have when everything's said and done with, they have a rude awakening when they get to meet him because they thought they could just live without God because they feared not the devil or hell or feared not the possibility of that. We shouldn't fear the devil, but fear the possibility of going to hell, or didn't believe in the possibility of going to hell, I should say. So make sure that you guys keep in touch with Jesus, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Get to know him. Stay in your Bible. Stay prayed up. Just know that if you believe and call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. And as for me, make sure you hit up that website, jclewisonline.com. I'll say it again, jclewisonline.com. Check out the music. Go ahead and purchase some of the music. Make sure for all my homies and homies, homegirls, whatever you want to call yourselves, that are out in the Houston area and can buy a ticket to the basketball game, the inaugural Hoops for Hunger. You're going to be doing a great thing, catching some brand new basketball action, as well as supporting the Houston Food Bank as well. Shout out to my wife. Love her. Just I'm blessed on a daily basis to share life with her. And she's my lady, and I'm just glad to have her. And I'm just thankful once again for this opportunity to be with you guys, man. You guys are doing some amazing things. Love the questions, as you guys can tell. I love to talk and talk about Jesus Christ and the music. So it's been a blessing, man.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you for coming up here to see and being open and honest with the listeners, letting the people know what it is.
Thank you.
Real quick, before we wrap it up, are we still there? Okay.
Yeah,
I just want to correct something that I said. I would feel guilty if I didn't take this time to say this, and thank you for allowing me the chance. I was talking about fearing the devil and fearing hell. We should not fear the devil. The devil is under our feet. He should fear us, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Now the preacher, the Bible study teacher, is coming out in me. So make sure that you guys know that you have the victory through Jesus, and that you live it out. Again, believe and call upon the name of the Lord. You shall be saved. Continue to keep in touch with Jesus. All my friends and family that already know him, he'll never leave you or forsake you. Don't leave him or forsake him. Just wanted to make sure I got that off my chest, guys. Thank you guys for the opportunity once more.
No problem. Thank you for your time. Be blessed.
Absolutely. What he just said is most definitely true. Everybody, check out JC Lewis's music and other projects at jclewisonline.com. Also, support Hoops for Hunger by purchasing a basketball ticket in Houston. You can purchase those tickets on his website as well at jclewisonline.com. His bio and links to where you can find his music are in the description. Thank you for tuning in. It's a wrap.
Worse than a frying pan. Ministry of Jesus began. In Jesus' name, Satan ran. Jesus lived salvation plan. Salvation plan.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to C Notes Christian Hip Hop Culture Podcast. Up and Coming Artist Edition. We thank you so much for listening. We love you. We thank you so much for tuning in. If you are indeed a Christian hip-hop artist and you'd like to be on our podcast and share your music, we definitely want to hear from you. Check out the info in the description. There will be instructions for you on how to be on this podcast. If you are indeed a listener who has been impacted by Christian hip-hop in any way, we want to hear from you too. So definitely reach out with the same steps. Follow us on social media. Follow C-Note. Follow Illy Enforcement Entertainment. Thanks again for tuning in. We love you. Be blessed. Let me get a C-Note. Perfect.